Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, kids of all ages, gather around your radio. It's time for Ask Sam.
Why do geese make V's?
Does a bumblebee sneeze?
Can a person eat trees?
Can a polar bear freeze?
Is a kidney stone kind of like a pearl in a clam?
Well, I don't know. Ask Sam.
Wow, I do not know if I'm ready.
Get your snacks, kids. Everybody gather in.
All right. This question comes to us from Claudia, who does not say where she's from, but I believe somewhere in New Hampshire.
What is the difference between a turtle and a tortoise? Which do we have in New Hampshire? Could you give some examples of each, please?
Interesting question, Sam. I've always thought of it like the very simple answer is tortoises primarily stay on land.
Nailed it.
Turtles will
nailed it.
Will be in water. And a little side note for us, we're actually housing a tortoise at our house right now.
Okay, this is going to be perfect because you as a pet owner are ideally poised to answer many of these questions because as you alluded to, all tortoises are turtles, but not all turtles are tortoises, right? So
okay.
Tortoise is a subset of turtle. And according to Jennifer Moore of Grand Valley State University of Michigan, the main difference, as you said, is, of course, where they spend their time.
You know, if you're a tortoise that lives out in the desert and all of a sudden you come across a watering hole, ooh, lucky me, I might not see water for another 6 months or whatever. So yeah, they'll go sort of sit in water, but they're not like out swimming in lakes or something.
This is not to say that if a turtle suddenly decided it preferred being dry, it would suddenly become a tortoise, but just that the different habitats and different life histories of these animals have led them down different evolutionary paths. So like if you put a tortoise and a turtle side by side, the turtle would have sort of a more streamlined shell, better for swimming. And Thurusha Wijewardena, who is a PhD candidate at Laurentian University in Ontario, says you also tend to see it in their feet, too.
Turtles usually have webbed feet with long claws, which helps them swim. And tortoises usually have feet that are short and sturdy because they are meant for walking.
That sounds a lot like our tortoise. She's got very sturdy, kind of almost a claw-like hands.
Wait, so how long have you had this tortoise, Rick?
We had her last summer for a while. She is a...
I see. So this is the school pet, and you're just caring for this pet for a little while.
Well, maybe this may become a permanent situation.
Yeah, like, well, like, perhaps maybe for the rest of your life.
They last for many, many decades, yes.
Right, yeah. So, estimated ages of the oldest tortoises in the world are like 150, 160 years old. There was one that may even have been 255 years old. And they're able to do that because they have incredibly slow metabolisms. They can live for weeks without water, maybe even years without food. There's a story in Brazil of a pet tortoise that the owners accidentally left in a shed and found it 30 years later still alive.
No.
They may have eaten something. They're not really sure how it survived, but 30 years.
By the way, it's called negligent pet sitting. But
that's how you get your turtle taken away from you by the authorities.
Yeah, that's right.
But the other part of this, the way that they live so long is they undergo periods of dormancy, which is really cool. And tortoises, which mostly come from dry parts of the world, they have evolved to do this during droughts.
If there's like a super duper dry period, they can just go dormant and just wait it out.
And here, and I will say, in fact, we do not have any tortoises in New Hampshire. We have box turtles, which do live a lot of their life on land, but evolutionarily, morphologically, they are turtles, not tortoises. But our turtles also undergo dormancy. They spend the entire winter underwater without ever taking a breath, which, want to know how they do that?
Yeah.
So one of the things they do is they can breathe through their cloaca, which is kind of...
It's like their butt.
Basically, yeah.
All right, well... I'm going to let the audience make their own joke.
So we do not have those incredibly long-lived tortoises around here, but I would argue that our turtles can do things that are much cooler.
You know what? We're all trying new things in quarantine, so. When I woke up this morning, this was not on my mind. I had no idea what I was going to learn. But always Ask Sam. It's amazing. I always learn something new.
Thanks, Rick.
If a listener wants to get a question to you, and whether it's about turtles, tortoises, or any other aspect of the natural world, who can they talk to?
The hotline is 1-844-GO-OTTER. I will say, though, it is preferable, especially these days, if you send us a voice memo from your smartphone. So record yourself on your smartphone and email it to outsidein@nhpr.org.
It is Morning Edition from NHPR.